Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 2:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's Top 5 with me, Bad Yohan Ardor. Israel cuts water supplies to major areas of the occupied West Bank, leaving tens of thousands of fasting Palestinians in desperate need of water during the month of Ramadan. Israeli water company Mekorot has stopped providing water to the entire governorate of Jenin, several Nablus villages, and the city of Salfit and its surrounding villages. Palestinian officials say the water was cut without prior notice and people have started rationing water in some areas. Palestinians now have to buy water from water tanks, but many families cannot afford it. Mekorot company is the main water supplier to all Palestinian cities, towns, and villages. Israelis, including settlers, use five times more water than Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Well, political commentator Richard Silverstein believes that Israel has cut water supplies to the West Bank as part of Tel Aviv's power grab policy in the occupied territories.
Well, this is an issue of Israel's pure naked power grab. And it does this with resources like water, it does it with resources like land, and it does it through naked strength of military force in order to get its way and promote its own interests. And as you mentioned, the settlers are the ones who are the primary beneficiaries of this series of thefts by Israel. And this is something that's routine that happens every day. And it's Ramadan. And of course, this is a symbolic act by Israel. It's sticking its thumb into the eye of Palestinians. And unfortunately, this is what the definition of occupation is.